today's topic is a deep study. When I said deep, I mean deep sea blue deep. Right, children of the living God. Matthew chapter 6 speaks about us not worrying about anything. We ought not to worry about what we shall eat, what we shall drink. And Jesus said to us that we must consider the lilies. Think about it. Just give some thought to it. How the lilies grow and how beautiful they are. They just come up and they are beautiful. They also tell us to consider even the ravens. The ravens, them they live in a house, but yet still God still provide for them, you know, and we are even higher than them. So why do we worry? No, the earth is coming to a time when we will need to go back to the beginning of how God created the earth and the heaven and how He has intended for us to live. So I'm taking you back to the beginning today. And as I said, this is a deep study. This is meat. This is not breastfeeding. This is not milk. This is meat. So we're going to dive in. So let's enjoy. Alright, so we start off with Genesis chapter 1. And I like when God said it was good. Everything that God created, He said it was good. Alright, so Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. It says that God saw the light, that it was good. Right there and dead. I remember I'm doing a study into the beginning of the creation of how God has designed His heaven and the earth to be. Remember, He has designed heaven and earth, right? But He did not go in depth to tell us what happened in the heavens in Genesis 1, 2, and 3 here. But He went in depth to tell us how the earth should run, right? So I'm going to go down and just give you some revelation as how the Holy Spirit will be leading, right? So in verse 4, He says that God saw the light. And I want you to get your Bible, get your scripture in hand. We are at Genesis chapter 1. That is not the easiest book in the Bible to find. So just open the front of your Bible and it's the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. I will go in from verse 4 here. Say, God saw the light that it was good. Now God separated the darkness from the light. So just imagine darkness go to one side and light go to one side. You know, I want to point out something to you. You remember in science, I don't know who does science, and they tell us that darkness is really the where light is missing. That's what they told you, right? But that is not so, you know. It said that God created the light. He formed the light and created the darkness. Your mind is there. So don't let anybody tell you that. Let me tell you exactly where in the Bible it is. Let's scroll around. Here it is. Isaiah 45 verse 7 says that I form the light and create the darkness. Go and look it up. So scientists would have us to think that darkness is the absence of light. That's the word. But remember this, that light, according to Isaiah 45 7, light was formed and darkness was created. So I just wanted to just point that out because it just came to me just now. So that is something for you to think about. So you can write down the scripture, Isaiah 45 verse 7. Alright, so let's go back to God separating the light from the darkness. So we can just imagine that in the beginning there was total darkness. I'm from the country, meaning I'm in the country where if there's no street light, when night come in and the moonlight is not shining, the place pitch black. So your hands will be in front of you and you just know that you stretch your hand in front of you, but you cannot see your hand. The place pitch black. Maybe where you are at, you're in the city, but just imagine a light out, complete darkness. So you can just imagine in the beginning there was total darkness, like unto night. Imagine as I said, no stars, no moon. So just imagine a night. night, and then you can get a clear picture when God says in verse 2 that the earth was without form, it was null and void, and 3, and it was in darkness. We're setting the foundation here. Verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Good. So he's separating the light from the darkness, and the separation that he did, one is called day and one is called night. So we can use both day and night, light and darkness, right? Now it says that God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. Now we are dissecting. So if you have a pencil, I want you to write the word firmament, right? Now above the firmament, you're going to put a question sign. And below the firmament, I want you to put another question sign, because we'll be coming back to it where you'll put the question, where the question signs are. I'll tell you what to put there. So him said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. That is Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. Listen to me now, brethren. This tells us that the entire place, because remember, say it's not heaven or earth yet per se, you know, put them together yet. Him not separate dry land yet from anything yet. So the entire place, this is telling us that the entire place was water. Hear him say him divide the waters from the waters. That is Genesis 1 verse 6. Now, this is true because in the beginning, remember verse 2, it tells us that darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep. The deep that it speaks about here is the waters or the seas. You catch that? The waters or the seas. Just as how you would refer to the water as the deep blue sea. So he's saying here that darkness was upon the face of the deep, which speaks about waters or seas. Alright, so let's prove it. Turn to Psalm 24 verses 1 and 2. Are we there? Psalm 24 verses 1 and 2. This is a revelation, you know. So if you can get this revelation, you will be free. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11 verse 9. Or 9 verse 11. 11 9b. Proverbs 11 verse 9b tells us that true knowledge shall just be delivered. So this revelatory knowledge that you are getting now will deliver you. I'm telling you, you'll be free. So turn to Psalm 24 verses 1 and 2, because I'm proving to you that it was, the entire place was water. Alright, it says now that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Here it is now. For he hath founded it upon the seas. He hath found it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So you see, the entire place was water. And you can also reference Proverbs 3, verse 19 to 20. Turn to it. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding he hath established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. So we see here where by wisdom, knowledge, understanding, God founded the earth, established the heavens, and the depths are broken up and the clouds drop the dew. You see how wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is so important. That's why when we pray, you see why Solomon prayed for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It is very important. So the prayer, your prayer, one of your prayer points can be, Lord, grant me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Him saying, all we're getting, get wisdom. Him say get wisdom, and him say get understanding. So it is very important. And remember, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. So we need all three. Right? So we establish that. Now remember, before I told you that you should put the firmament and put the question sign above, the question sign below. I hope you did it. Now I'm going to tell you what is the firmament. The firmament that God speaks about, he called it heaven. You got that? He called the firmament heaven, and we can find that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 8. He says that God called the firmament heaven. Good, and that was the second day. So where a firmament beside it, put heaven. Have that below it, put waters under the heaven. So we have a question sign now. We're answering the question, what's below the firmament, which is below heaven. We have the waters under the heaven, and above heaven now we still have waters. Remember, we established it just now that everything is water. So God put the heaven, which is the firmament, to separate the top water from the bottom water. So we have a question sign above the firmament, which is heaven. You're going to put top waters. So from this moment on, we're not going to be concerned with what happened above the heaven, which is the top waters. We're not concerned with that. Because in his account here in Genesis 1, he did not give us any further details about the top waters or the heaven. But he did give us some details about the waters below the heaven or under the heaven. Now, in verse 9 of Genesis 1, he gathered all the waters together under the heaven, and he called this the seas. So all the waters gathered under the heaven, he called the seas. I want to remember, under your question sign, you're going to put that, seas. And then he says, let the dry land appear, and that dry land, he called it earth, the earth that we are living on right now. So under where you have firmament, which is the heaven, which is the below the waters are under the heaven, you're going to have seas and earth, which is Genesis 1 verse 9. All right, we're moving on. The new heaven that God spoke about, you can find that at the end of the book in Revelation 21. And throughout scriptures, I might do another teaching on this, right, about the heaven. Now, I have a question for you. Write it down. Why did God create a new heaven? I know he says, the hint is, behold, I make all things new. That is the hint. Why did God create a new heaven? So that's your homework. And of course, visit the website, Revelation 13:9.com, to find more details and the answer to this question. Why did God create a new heaven? But I want you to go on. Study it out. Do some research. Help yourself as well. Right? Alright. Good. So, in the same light, we say that God said it was good. When he said good, what did he mean? He's saying that it is complete. So, everything that he has created, he looked on it. And he said, yeah man, this look good. He's saying that it is complete. It is finished. Now, we're getting deeper now. We're going deeper now. And this is going to open your eyes so much. So I lay the foundation. We're going deep. Alright, so in verse 11 and 12, the same Genesis 1. It says that the earth brought forth after his kind. So seed was in itself after its kind. So everything that God created, he created it to have itself inside of it. And that is why he tells us that we should be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. And that is verse 28. Same Genesis 1, verse 28. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over everything that God has created. He told mankind to have dominion, to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Good? Now, remember this. Genesis 1 verse 11 and 12, when he said it is complete and everything, and he brought forth, the earth brought forth after its kind, seed was in itself after its kind. I wanted to remember that, because after its kind is very important, because it's a principle. It's a principle. It's a earthly principle with a spiritual, it has a spiritual connotation to it. So it's very, very important. Alright. The chicken and the hen. You ever heard? the question with chicken and the hen. If you never heard it before, I'm going to ask you the question. Which come first, the chicken or the hen? Think about it a bit. The chicken or the hen? Now, it would seem like it's a tricky question, not true? The chicken or the hen? You might think about it and say, but if the chicken come first, then, yeah, because the chicken are going to birth the egg. But when you think about it again, if the egg come first, it makes sense too, not true? Because the egg are going to hatch and you still are going to get the chicken. So it's like a cycle, you know, understand it. So which one come first? I'm going to give you the answer from the biblical perspective. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? The answer is definitely the chicken. You might have known before because you might have heard it before. The answer is the chicken. But did you know why it is the chicken? It is the chicken according to the creation from the beginning. Genesis 1 verses 11 to 12. Genesis 1 verses 20 to 21. Genesis 1 verses 24 to 25. All of it is saying the same thing. The same thing. When God created the earth and he created the grass, the herbs, the trees, the moving creatures in the water, the fowl of the air or the winged fowl, the living creature on earth, the cattle, that is the cattle, the beast, the creeping things, even man, when God created everything and everyone, this is the principle that he did. He created and created it to have its kind in itself. So therefore, when he created the chicken or the fowl of the ear, you can find that one in verse 20 to 21. Genesis 1 verse 20 to 21. This is where he created the fowl of the ear, everything that fly. So he created the chicken first and then created its kind in it. Let me read it because maybe you think this is a joke. Genesis 1 verse 21 and 22. It said that God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. After his kind. Meaning that if he's a chicken going come from him. Good? And God saw that it was good. It was complete. No mistakes. It was complete. It is finished. Verse 22 of Genesis 1. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. You see? So the chicken came first. So now that you know the answer to that, you know that the chicken came first. So if anybody said to you, say, this is a trick question, which one came first, the chicken or the hen? Chicken or the egg? You now have the answer to that because you're coming from a biblical perspective and you are a believer in Christ and you believe in God and know that God is the one who created the heaven and the earth. He created the chicken as well. He didn't create the egg. He created the chicken and created after his kind. So you have the answer now. Good? All right. Now, so everything was set in motion. Right? And in the same Genesis 1:28, God commands how the earth will be run. And I mentioned it before. Be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion. Over the fish of the sea. Over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That is Genesis 1 verse 28. Just to remind you. Now let me reference something here. Genesis 8 verse 22. God reminded us that as long as the earth exists, there will be seed time and harvest time. Now let me get back to the beginning. What I said to us. What we are discussing here. Remember I was saying to you that God's desire for his people. Now we call these times end times, serious times. God's desire is for us to come out of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. God has designed this entire heaven and earth, and we are speaking about the earth now, to run a particular way. We might have gone off course. We're going according to how the society and according to how the world has developed everything. But God is saying to us here that we need to come back to His creation, His design, how He has made it to be. And remember that just as how the raven go about, they not toil, they not do nothing, and God provide for them. The lilies just come up pretty, just to see Him. And a God fall the rain on the lilies them. A God provide the earth where the lilies growing. A God provide the sun. God provide everything. So He's saying to us that we should not worry, because everything that He has created, He has designed it in such a way for our survival. You see in Genesis 1:28 there, so He's telling us that we are in charge here on this earth. That makes you happy, right? He has given us that mandate. He said, yes, we are in charge here. So we don't have anything to worry about. So when He says that as long as the earth exists, there will be seed time and harvest. Genesis 8 verse 22. He's saying to us that we have nothing to worry about, because just as He has outlined it in Genesis chapter 1, His creation is the same way. We just have to go back to His principle, because He creates and then everything just multiply and replenish the earth after its kind. Now, I spoke to you about the animals, we spoke to you about the birds, spoke to you about the things in the water, spoke to you about the trees, the herbs, the grass. Now I'm going to speak to you about man. So we're going on a third level depth right now. Alright, so as it relates to man, everything that God made, I want you to get this, you know, just get this. If you have something else doing, pause it now and come back to it, because this is the depth, a third level depth. Alright, when God made man, or say everything that God made, as I said before, He made it after His kind. Right? His kind is in itself. However, when He made man, He made them after His kind. Catch that. He made them after His kind. Genesis 1:27 tells us that. He made us into His image and His likeness. He made us after His kind. Now, God made the male first, you know. When He say man, He say He made He them, male and female. But He also says in the image of God created He him, which is the male. And then after Him saying the same, Genesis 1:27, He made them, male and female. So after the female come about. And I'm going to explain to you now how the female came about. So remember that God made the male first, the man, the male man first. Right? And when He made the man, He made him as a complete man. Means that everything was inside of him. Even the womb. This might sound crazy right now, but it will even get crazier. God made the man with the womb inside of him. He made him as a complete man. Remember I was saying before that when God says it was good, when He made everything and then He looked back and Him said it was good. But when He made the man, Him looked back and Him said, whoa! This is very good. Check it out, man. Check it out. Him said, let us make man in our image. And when Him looked back, Him said, what? In verse 31, look at it, man. Him said, Genesis 1, verse 31. Him said, God saw everything that He has made, that it was. And Him said, behold, it was very good. Very good. Because when Him looked, I said, but wait, this is awesome. And I'm going to show you how awesome this is. God uses the same principle that I was speaking about before when Him said He made everything and then make it with itself, its kind, its same kind. Remember, I was telling you about the principle of the kind, K-I-N-D, kind. Now, look at it now, when God made Adam and then He made Eve. You remember how Eve came about? God looked and God said, but it is not good for man to be alone. So what did He do? He put Adam to sleep. And He took out the rib out of Adam. You seen it now? He took out the rib out of Adam. And we can see that in Genesis chapter 2. So where is Genesis chapter 2 now in the study? So it said, and the rib which the Lord had taken, the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Alright, I'm going to show you something now. Adam, look on this woman. And he said to this woman, first thing he did, he looked and he said that she is his kind. So the same principle in place. Now, even though God, when God created us, he created us after his kind. He created a man after his kind, a complete man with a woman, everything in him. He created this man, this complete man after his kind. And now when he's going to create them, male and female, the principle kick in now, where be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That kick in now, because guess what? Male and female going to reproduce after their kind. Catch it, you know, after their kind, male and female. So the first man, which we call Adam, was created as a complete man with the womb inside of him. Now, catch this, you know. Catch this part now. So the womb now, God took the womb out of the man and called her a woman. So that is how we have womb man or woman. Alright, catch that. Alright, so why do you think that the man needs his woman? And that is why homosexuality is such a sin, you know, because how can that ever be of God when the man was the original womb? He had the womb, he had everything in him, and God took out the womb out of him and gave him a woman. So how can the homosexual thing ever be it? You know, or the lesbianism ever be it? God forbid it. God forbid it. He's like flying into God's face, God's creation. God forbid it. All right, so we'll get back now to why the man need his woman. Because she and him is one flesh. You get it now? She and him is one flesh. And that is Genesis 2 verse 24. So the man must leave his father and his mother to cleave to his wife, because she is his own. Right? So this is why in Genesis chapter 2 verse 25, they were both naked. The man and his woman, they were naked, and the Bible said they were not ashamed. Why you think they weren't ashamed? I wanted to answer you one question. Imagine yourself in the bathroom bathing. You are naked in the bathroom bathing. Are you ashamed of yourself? There we go. Are you ashamed of yourself? So the man was not ashamed. The man and the woman, they were both naked, and they were not ashamed. This is the revelation that I want to share with you today. Spend some time, go over this lesson, and I hope you will be blessed and stay blessed, and let this revelationary knowledge bring you freedom. It said bring you and deliverance again. You see, bring your deliverance, bring your freedom. And remember, go to the website revelation13verse9.com. for more revelationary knowledge and insight and the Rhema word, because God bring the word at any time, in season, out of season. The Holy Spirit can just move upon the waters and bring a word. So go to the website and subscribe to the website. Join the newsletter for when the revelation come, because sometimes it can come at the midnight, sometimes it can come at the 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever. Sometimes it can come even at midday. Whenever. So just subscribe, right, and stay in touch. All right, so bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.